There's nothing to appreciate a man for.
Approximately 81% of the U.S. military is men. What if we go to war? 83.2% of the U.S. police force are men. What if you're the victim of a crime? 65% of U.S. farm workers are men. Do you like food?
Women like that don't think. They just want to get on the internet and say something that's going to get them some views and attention. She has to say something extreme because she's overweight. She can't just come on the screen and put on some tight pants and turn around and do a little jiggle to get 100,000 likes or views or whatever.
Power and lights, 96.5% men. Running water, plumbers, again, 96.5% men. Truck drivers, 88.3% men. Sanitation workers, 82.1% men. Construction workers, 93.8% men. Need I say more?
I'm gonna say this. Don't invite me to your...
Yeah, I just want to say, I don't care how much of a boss you are. I don't care how independent you think you are, how many million-dollar companies you built, you know, how much of a sharpshooter you are as a woman at the range. Every woman on planet Earth need men. I don't care if you are not into men, if you know what I mean. Those women need men. Based on what we just saw, Oprah need men. There is not one woman on Earth who doesn't need men. Just get that through your thick skulls.
Crib on the first date. That's disrespectful. But hey, if you want to fly me out of the country for a first date, that's totally understandable.
Listen, what the?
How do we add this up?
Women should not go on no flight with a guy if she's not giving
Facts. All the fellas out there, teach your daughter that. Do not go to a man's house if you're not planning to do that house type of thing at his house.
Yes.
Do not waste that man's time.
Give it to me, girl. What kind of man are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone that is actually healed, because I noticed on your show, it's a lot of broken people coming up on this show, and they really need therapists. And they're the reason that why it's mustard yellow piss in the dating pool. And it's
Girl, you got a whole two-year-old baby. Somebody can look at you like that's crazy.
Yeah, but no, not really, Kendra.
Yes, really. This is the delusion. Yes, really. Nothing is ever wrong with them. And even if there's something that's blatantly wrong with them, they could just, I guess, deny it and act like it's not true. But they had the nerve to come online and be arrogant, talking about, yeah, ain't nobody worth nothing, and they need to level up to me. Like, are you kidding me? This is the delusion.
Yes, really. A guy can look at a girl and say, you have a two-year-old, why you not with the dad? Like, you could have worked that out.
But I don't think that... I'm not the mustard yellow piss in the pool,
Yes,
Kendra.
You are.
You got to be careful when you're talking so directly about other people, because your resume to a guy is not what you think it is. You got two baby daddies, you got a two-year-old, and you got...
And then what do you even look like? Take off all that makeup. How do your hair look when it ain't all them chemicals in it? Like, what do you really even look like? And then just how masculine you coming in across, that's disgusting. Oh, yeah, man, this is crazy.
Got a 14-year-old, which means you had a child in high school, correct?
Yes.
Men ain't jumping for joy all the time to sign up for that. So you coming at people strong that been on my show, but the guys that might want to date you might feel the same way about you.
Facts.
Right, and y'all finally go on a date. Instead of wasting each other's time, he'll put like $700 on the table.
He hires hookers.
Well, I don't know. So he's like $700 on the table. He was like, we can leave right now and and just get it over with, right? Or we can stay and get to know each other. And then the more you talk, he'd be like, all right, let me go and take it. He'll take like $100 away.
That's gangster. Ladies, you got to even admit, that's kind of gangster. But bro is paying way too much. That's why you dudes need to get your passport. $700 for one chick? There's places in Europe that you could get 10 chicks for $700 to do whatever you want. Do your research and get your passport game right.
Yeah, something like that. I was like, oh, shit, that's what. They're like, oh, you don't give a the first night? Let me take $300 off. My God. So that kind of
I would walk out immediately.
I would walk out immediately.
Well, the reason they would walk out immediately is because they already got OnlyFans pages that are popping. They don't need the $700. There's millions of women who wouldn't walk out immediately. That's what they don't want to talk about.